My heartbeat and the ringing in my ears slowly subsided, and I could finally hear what she was trying to tell me.
Hey, you. What are you staring at? They're called tits. Most all women have them.
What came out of my mouth was not an apology. Instead, what came out was a sequence of gibberish and nonsensical noises. She kept glaring at me throughout this whole time. Think straight, dammit. There's an angry woman who probably caught you checking her out. Fix this. Fix it now, I thought to myself. When I finally finished removing the foot from my mouth, I managed to say something along the lines of, Sorry, Ethan, tits, you look at not, my bad. Spoken like a true poet. She laughed to herself and just said,
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. You seem like you needed a laugh. Anyways, I'm Daphne.
She said with a voice so smooth. God, if her voice was any more seductive, she could be the best damn voice actress alive. I'm sure she could say literally the most vile, disgusting things to me, and I would come in my pants. I shook off the nerves and managed to say, I'm sorry. I'm Ethan. Nice to meet you, Daphne. I'm just waiting for my psychology class to start. She replied she was too, and we would be in the same class together. More students came through the hallway, and then the professor followed soon. Mr. Jacobson was his name. About 5'11", middle-aged Caucasian, white dress shirt, sky blue tie, and tan-colored khakis with the oldest pair of penny loafers I've ever seen. Daphne sat next to me, and immediately she began gaining attention from the fuckboys and jocks. Yes, university, football, jocks, and even the wannabe cool neckbeards that are into anime and think they're superior to women. She looked like she wasn't having a good time and was actually genuinely interested in learning about Sigmund Freud and the superego. I don't know why I did what I did, but I pulled her desk next to mine and said, Hey babe, thanks for joining this class with me. Maybe after this we can go back to my apartment instead of your place. I was so full of hatred that I did not realize that the entire class was staring at me and Mr. Jacobson was shooting me daggers.
Ethan, what you do outside of class with whoever is your doing, but here, we're here to learn. Now, are you going to be an adult and sit down and listen, or do I have to treat you like a high school student and kick you out of class and have you return when you feel better?
I sat down and then proceeded with the 45-minute class. After class was dismissed, I walked Daphne out, and it was a tad bit awkward.
What the hell was that back there? I mean, I could have handled that myself. I was just ignoring them, and if they tried anything, I would have done something. Trust me, I know a few things in martial arts. I have over 6 black belts,
she explained to me. I stayed quiet, and then she suggested that we go to the campus cafe for some coffee to relax. We sat down and talked about our likes and dislikes, favorite foods and television shows. It turns out we both like Dexter and Law and Order. And basically just talked each other's ears off for hours. I missed both my English and creative writing class for this chick. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a very respectable gentleman, but I couldn't help but stare at her amazing, perfect breasts. The way they heaved up and down whenever she yawned. The way they bounced when she sneezed. The way you could see them gently moving as she breathed in between paragraphs. They were perfect. Big enough to not look fake, but nice enough to look like she put some work into them. I couldn't get them out of my head. I just wanted to bury my face in them. Luckily, she did not ask any follow-up questions like, "So what do you think about what I said?" or any traps like most women use to see if the guy actually listened. I mostly responded with yeses or mm-hmm. After the cafe was about to close for lunch, about 6 hours after my psychology class had ended, it was time for Daphne to go home, and since I missed both classes, mine too. We both threw away our trash and made our way to the parking lot. She drove a 2015 Audi, jet black, with the most epic tinted windows and window decals of knives and guns. She opened her car door, and I was immediately struck with the luscious aroma of roses and perfume from Victoria's Secret. And please don't ask how I knew that.
Thanks for the talk. It's not every day someone actually wants to have a conversation with me. Mostly all I get is hit on and asked if I want to fuck behind here or in the backseat of this car or that car. But you're different. You want to ride home? I just filled up the car with gas and you seem pretty harmless and you're kind of cute.
Maybe it was a bit rude of me, but I almost cut her off and shouted, "Yes, please." She chuckled and unlocked the passenger door. I got in, and she drove me home. She drove me the very long 3-minute drive. Now, I'm not sure if she had a sense of humor or possibly genuinely liked me, but as we pulled up to my apartment building, she asked if we could exchange numbers. I gave her mine, and she gave me hers. Before I got out of the car, she gave me a hug. I could feel her oddly cold skin against mine, her perfect breasts pushing up against me, her hair gently tickling my nervous, sweaty face, and her soft breath against my neck. Jesus Christ, I swear I was one more long breath away from erupting all over my pants or her car interior, and I wasn't risking either. Okay, I'll text you about the assignment tonight. I ran out of the car faster than Usain Bolt up to my apartment, and I, well, relieved the built-up pressure into the toilet. Thank goodness it flushed. Fast forward till about 8 p.m., my assignment's completed, and I'm just relaxing in bed with only the glow of YouTube on my phone illuminating the dark. I was watching some musically cringe videos when I get a call from Daphne. A phone call? Who calls anymore? I answer hesitantly. Hello?
Ethan, how are you? You busy saving damsels in distress from the evil jocks and creeps? Haha, just joking. Anyways, I just wanted to ask you something. Listen up for a sec. I had some questions.
I can't really remember how it happened, but the next thing I know, I'm snapping myself out of a trance. My phone is still on, and I hear a buzzing sound coming from the phone, with her softly breathing. Falling asleep on the gorgeous woman. Yeah, nice one, Ethan. I couldn't get her out of my head. I thought nonstop about her perfect breasts. Her perfect ass, those lips, those thighs. I became hard as a rock. I took off my boxers and began to stroke my cock thinking about her. I moaned and groaned as I switched between fast and slow strokes, just imagining my cock was in between her breasts as she used them to massage it, her in her mouth as she swirled her tongue around the head of my cock, deep-throating every inch, or deep in her tight pussy. I had an extremely powerful orgasm, one I've never felt before. I shot streams after screams of hot cum all over my sheets, my floor, and even some on my chest. I let out a moan louder than my normal ones and shouted her name to the heavens. Daphne.
Ethan?
I heard over the phone. Oh, shit, I thought.
Ethan, were you just jacking off thinking about me? Because you just said my name out loud, and I did hear what I believe was the sound of your hand slapping against your balls.
I froze and couldn't say a thing.
The silent type, I'm guessing. It's okay. I had fun thinking about fucking you too.